Lincoln Project says it is building database of Trump officials, staff, they will be held accountable. By David Ng on January 9, 2021. The anti-Trump Lincoln Project is building a database of Trump officials and staffers with the intention of holding those people professionally accountable for supporting the president. According to Stuart Stevens, a Republican operative who works with the Lincoln Project. Stuart Stevens revealed in a tweet Saturday that the group is building what appears to be a blacklist. At Project Lincoln, we are constructing a database of Trump officials and staff that will detail their roles in the Trump administration and track where they are now, he wrote. No personal info, only professional. But they will be held accountable and not allowed to pretend they were not involved. He didn't say when the database would go live or how the group will make it accessible to the public. The Lincoln Project actively campaigned against President Trump during the presidential election and supported Democrat candidates during the Georgia runoff elections this month. The group, whose founders include Steve Schmidt and George Conway, became the darling of the left-wing elite, which embraced the group and showered it with donations. The revelation of the database has already sparked criticism from some prominent conservative media figures. Fox News's Brit Hume replied, "This will not end well." Commentator Tammy Bruce compared the effort to the Star of David patches that Nazis forced Jews to wear during the Holocaust. The database seems to bear a spiritual resemblance to the short-lived Trump Accountability Project, an effort promoted by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, that was intended to publicly ostracize Trump administration officials and staffers. The project was abandoned after it received backlash from public figures across the political spectrum. In November, Lincoln Project leaders attempted to publicly shame two attorneys working with President Trump on claims of voter fraud by posting their photos on Twitter. Those tweets later vanished after it was determined they violated Twitter policy. As Breitbart News reported, the group also pledged to spend $500,000 on ads to shame Jones Day and Porter Wright Morris and Arthur for their role as counsel to President Trump and the Republican Party. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.